News Talk 1620 WTAW, our weekly update from the Bryan Police Department, and double duty today. First, with Officer Kelly McKeith, and we'll be hearing from Officer Laurie Byrne here in a little bit. But Kelly wanted to recognize some folks, a couple of retirements, and a new member of the department.
Yes, we're having several employment shifts here. We've got two people who are leaving. Officer Mike Watson, he retires after 15 years of service with us. He was a major contributor to our gang intelligence unit, and he finished out his career in our neighborhood enforcement unit, which, you know, helped neighborhoods thrive and grow and become safer. And so he's going to be very well missed among those neighborhood associations as well as from the Bryan Police Department. And then we also have Barbara Bowser, who she was our intake supervisor, and she is retiring after 27 years. And it's a little longer than that if you count her dispatch service. She was a dispatcher for many years, and when we originally had the dispatch center here at the Bryan Police Department, and then when they moved and became Brazos County 911, they took her with her, but then she returned back to us and is now retiring to look for other endeavors, and she will be well missed here among the Bryan Police Department. And then also, we are bringing new people in. So we have three cadets who are going into the academy, and then we had one that was sworn in. He was already previously commissioned, and his name is Officer Nathan Dara, and he joins us, and so he'll be going into field training program shortly for about 4 months until he's released on his own.
And we'll talk about other opportunities here in a moment with Lori, but I also wanted you to talk about a Facebook and a Twitter post that you made regarding assistance for a former member of the department.
Yes, we are trying to help support our former Officer Leroy Conaway. He was with us from 76 till 97 when he retired. He's had several heart surgeries and is struggling with his, you know, personal finances. So they're having a fundraiser for him this Saturday the 10th, and it's going to be at the New Zion Baptist Church at 1505 Dansby. There's not going to be any kind of barbecue or anything like that, but they're going to have singing and speakers and things like that, and they'll be accepting monetary donations. And if you're interested in making a monetary donation, you can go to our Facebook page, and there's an address and phone numbers for the pastors who are putting on this fundraiser.
And then before I let you go, let's run down the locations of increased traffic enforcement.
This week's traffic enforcement, of course, all over town, but especially in the 2200 block of Briarcrest, which is 40 miles per hour and a construction zone right there in front of Walmart, and the 400 block of North Harvey Mitchell, which is 45 miles per hour, another construction zone at Villa Maria.
Segueing over to Officer Laurie Byrne, I understand that we're doing some recruiting for vacancies on the police department.
Yes, we are. We are looking for interested men and women who wish to apply for the position of police officer. There is no experience necessary. They need to be between the ages of 21 and 44. They need to be a U.S. citizen, possess a high school diploma, or if they have a GED, that's okay, with 12 college hours. Our next test here is going to be on August 24th, but the deadline to apply is August 14th. So make sure they get their applications in. They can go to our home webpage, bryantx.gov. There's an employment section through there, or tell them to give the recruiting department a call, 209-5323.
And those contacts also available if potential applicants have questions before they actually go through the process?
Yes, yes. Have them please give me a call. I'll be more than happy to answer whatever questions they have and walk them through the process.
What would be the most popular questions that people are interested in knowing?
Usually people call because they may have something in their past that they're worried about is going to, you know, disqualify them during the process. So if they're concerned about anything or they're worried, you know, they don't want to go through the whole process because they, you know, may have something little hickey in the back, you know, in the past. So I suggest that they just give me a call and I can talk them through it and find out if they're eligible or not eligible.
And thanks again to Officers Laurie Byrne and Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.